You are now entering the prism.
Men win again.
We always win. Except when we lose, which is a lot.
Jonathan department store got to keep some money.
Some. Didn't he still actually be, like, he was still found, like, guilty of something and then had, like, to pay a lesser amount back?
It's a compromise, but he owes her $2 million for something his lawyer said in an interview.
Ouch.
Yeah. Not one of his trial lawyers, is a different one.
I would look that lawyer square in his butt.
Oh,
cheeks.
That lawyer's going to lose some teeth, I'm sure. And we all know Johnny's good at punching women.
If he hits that lawyer half as hard as he hit Amber, he'll be a Lollapalooza.
If he hits her, if he hits that lawyer half as hard as Amber pretends that he hit her, that's a chunky joke.
All the parts are there. You guys sort it out.
It's funny in my head.
One of those fend for yourself nights, like when mom comes home from a late night and she's like, I'm not making anything. She just goes straight to bed.
Yeah.
I love how
they awarded him. They awarded him $15 million from her, but
she has no money.
Well, that and
no acting chops or prospects.
But it was like on two different things. So, like, commensurate damages, there's no cap in that state on how much you can reward. But on the other type of punitive damages, it stops at $350,000. But you can still award more than that $350,000 as a slap to the face of how much they won. Like, how good they won it, because they awarded him $5 million punitive damages, even though he's not going to get that money because the cap is $350,000. I think that's funny, because that $5 million for defamation is crazy.
Yeah, but, I mean, when your job is literally being in the public eye and you lose favor, you lose jobs, you lose franchises. That's probably still a little shy of what you probably should get. But, nah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't trust the legal system.
He definitely deserves a lot more money back, but.
Do you want to do a GoFundMe for a Pirates adjacent movie? Just, like, close enough to
Raiders of the Indian Ocean. Just a bunch of Punjabs on a boat.
That feels like a slur, but I don't think it is.
I don't know if it is, but it's a fun word to say.
It's like the word Jew is a slur, but it's also an accurate descriptor at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. They should make a pirate. This is going to be racist. They should make a Pirates movie. It's not racist. A modern Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but it's just like Pirates of the Horn of Africa.
Pirates of the Somalia.
Yeah.
And it's just Johnny Depp celebrating on his boat.
No, it's Johnny Depp in blackface.
Oh, no.
And he's AIDS skinny. Because all those kids on those boats are skinnier than my brother.
At least they got their citrus fruits, though. Yeah. Their gums look beautiful. What, I can't compliment a man on his gums?
You can say that. That's fine. You can say that.
But just you.
Yeah.
Your gums are gorgeous.
Your teeth are so white compared to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evergreen implies the existence of a sometimes red. That's it.
Or a never black. It was the state of Oklahoma for a long time.
Did you know that there was still laws in Norman that exclude blacks from owning property?
Are they really still there?
I think they got it removed in the 80s.
That makes sense.
Or something like that.
That makes sense.
It's like a gross recent amount of time. Like, it was super, super short period of time ago.
Oh, I mean, problems don't ever just go away. Like, there's that guy that was still fighting for the fucking Japanese in the forest of Japan for like 30 years after the war ended.
He got a medal. He's just like scared and paranoid.
His eyes are coming out of his fucking head. He hasn't
had a good day of sleep in years.
Yeah, because he's been living. He's been living in the fucking. And
he thought they were still fighting.
Yeah, and he would be seen by like hikers and stuff, and so like everybody knew that he was there and to try and avoid him because you're gonna fucking die. He's a crazed lunatic, but he was fighting the war for like 20 years. He didn't see any Americans. What was he doing?
He's their super soldier serum. He's their super soldier for World War II,
right?
Except like he didn't get muscle. He just never slept.
Yeah. I'm sure he ran out of meth like really early too. So he's not keeping himself awake artificially. He just can't sleep.
He crossed too many people. He owes too much money.
Like, imagine coming out. Imagine fighting a war that ended 20 years ago by yourself, and then coming out of the woods and somebody goes, you didn't see the fucking, my whole family melted. How did you not notice a city disappear and then another city disappear? It was loud.
He's just like, well, I knew it was getting a little hairy out there, but commanding officer said lay low.
We didn't lose.
Lay low, regroup.
Not while I'm still here. We didn't lose.
I didn't hear no bell. I just want him to be a redneck in my heart.
Oh, he definitely is. I'm sure. What do they call them? Bogies? No, over in Australia, the rednecks. Bogans? Yeah. I'm sure that Japan has a name for that. Dishonor.
Oh, man. Insane. You know what? I kind of want to shake that man's hand, but I'm sure reflexively he's just going to slit my throat.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah, like the only thing keeping him alive was the stress that was keeping his blood pressure. Like,
yeah, as soon as somebody took his hand and went, it's okay.
He just like,
it's over. He just,
his soul just like released from his body.
His bones just all fell to his feet and he just went. Oh. He had one last cum.
Oh. God bless.
Oh, good Lord.
And he's canceled.
Like, he's like, where's the emperor? I have to talk to him.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, that was not a good thing either. He's gone. Where is our military? It's America.
It's like, at least I can go home and see good people. The people I trust, the people I love.
Yeah.
They see weeaboo. He sees a weeaboo for the first time. Like a fucking top knot wearing, like.
He goes into fucking. He goes into town and it's just like those anime chicks doing this.
He just jumps into traffic.
And he just commits seppuku in the middle of the street. Oh no.
Oh, man. The good fight.
That's going to hurt coming out.
You know what? Those were simpler times.
The bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah.
They were.
Speaking of simpler times.
It was a simple solution.
The final solution is our final solution.
And it was the right thing to do.
That's what sucks. That's what sucks. Like, how many lives were actually saved by that tragedy?
Countless lives. It sucks to have to do that.
It's so hard to look over that hurdle, though. That's a tough hurdle.
It's imagine North Korea, but the people are eating. That's what we were against.
Yeah.
They were going to annihilate us and the rest of the world.
Man, hyper zealots.
They were the most powerful country other than Germany and Russia and us.
Yeah.
So they were one of the most powerful countries.
And they were an empire through and through. The name of their game was taking everything around them. Not everything that touched their borders, because their borders were water. What do you got to say about that? What are we drinking?
It was red, so I expected like a fruit flavor.
It kind of looked like grapes for a second at top.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not grapes.
That just tastes like a macro brew. This is simple times. Simpler times. To the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, God.
To the simultaneous melting of two cities.
That's so fucked.
To the sky annihilation of hundreds of thousands of millions of children.
To the land of the nighttime sun. Why do we have two suns? This isn't Tatooine. Dad? Dad?
Oh, <no.
laughs> Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. This is how Shane Gillis got canceled.
Yeah, I'm scared.
No, it was more Chinese people he was making fun of.
Eh. Eh. We're fine, then.
Oh, Jesus.
These are all just scripts.
Yeah.
None of this is real. We don't exist. Yeah.
This is just satire.
We're a figment of your Newton.
Did you hear about the new Winnie the Pooh movie coming out?
No.
So Winnie the Pooh is out of copyright.
So anyone can purchase the license or the rights to write using the character Pooh?
You don't have to purchase shit. It's public domain.
Fuck yeah.
So... This is what's happening. I'm going to show you an image.
Oh, God, that better be real.
It is. A movie titled Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
That better be fucking real.
Christopher Robin abandons Piglet and Winnie. And so they go on a killing rampage. And apparently at some point they eat Eeyore.
Why can't he be like the Rambo of the story and like save the village?
I was hoping that he like hung himself or something.
He's like a combat vet. I think that's like the equivalent of a fucking combat vet. That's Eeyore.
So he eats a fucking 40.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that I cannot wait for that to happen.
I'll pay money to watch that.
Oh, absolutely.
Even knowing it's going to be bad. I want to reward this type of behavior.
Exactly.
And encourage it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, this just tastes like a beer.
So,
guess how much it costs?
I don't know. $1? $2? $10?
No, lower than that.
$5.
Costs $4 for this six pack.
Yeah, it tastes like it.
That's a fucking win right there.
Simpler times.
I love house hunting.
Yeah.
Because I'm like broke by choice this time.
Yeah, though. It's simpler times. Back when all beer sucked and nobody knew the difference.
Alcohol tastes like ass and no one's going to fucking just own that. No one's going to be straight up about it. Alcohol literally tastes bad. I like it.
Yeah, alcohol. Beer doesn't. Well, this one does, but not normally.
Oh, man. And back then...
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Yeah. And it's going to get warmer and it's going to get worse.
Oh, man. If last night wasn't a sign, this is. I need to fucking chill.
Tell the listener.
I drank a liter of and a half of margaritas and then blacked out while doing laundry.
Fucking shut up to work on time.
Yeah, 3 hours early.
Oh, God.
And then slept in my car.
Just because you knew better?
Yeah, I was like, I felt fine when I woke up this morning. It's but weird. By the time I sat down at my desk, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I feel like ass. And so, yeah, it sucked.
It's all good. It's all part of the game, man. It's all part of the game. Dude, work has been balls for me lately.
It hasn't been good at all. Period. I hate it there.
There are like good moments. No. But fuck.
Yes, but fuck. That's exactly what it feels like.
Is that your receiving?
Yeah.
That smells terrible.
It tastes probably worse than it smells.
That's fair. Oh. Dog, you want some beer? I know it's unethical.
The answer's no. But I will feed them weed.
In a moment of duress so that you can ditch the evidence?
Well, yes, but just for fun as well.
Will that even do anything?
Yes, they cannot digest it, apparently. Like, their body cannot process it. They get so really fucking high.
Oh, they actually do. I thought you had to burn it for the THC to come out for some reason.
I
did not know that.
I always hear the anecdote of dogs eating pot brownies.
Well, in that situation, the THC was already active because it was heated up.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I know that they can't. They process it differently. They process THC a lot more different than we do.
Oh, and
they just get
fuck.
Really fucked up and dizzy.
That's
like
so
a
sad.
Cat when you pull its whiskers off.
Why is Mittens running into the wall?
They fucking have you ever seen those videos? It's horrible. People that cut after the cat loses its whiskers, like assholes will cut their whiskers off, right?
Okay.
They use those for balance.
Oh. I know they use them to measure whether or not they can fit in a hole.
Yeah, and no, so- it's also it they can't stand up straight.
Oh.
So they're just
their brain's just like missing a chunk of information.
It's like me
it's like
last
eyesight
night
from someone.
But they remember.
Oh man. That's insane.
I really want a cat.
Kind of put the girls in line.
Yes. They have been
it's like enough of this
fucking
shit.
At
get
each
a little bit of land
throat.
And all of a sudden they
exactly.
Golf plantation owner on.
It's like the summer of 2020 in here.
Jesus.
This black on brown crime that's going on in my house is ridiculous.
It's unacceptable.
No, they're at each other's throats because Issa keeps bugging Betty and Betty just tries to eat her after telling her to stop multiple times. She has now drawn blood twice.
Just being little buggers.
It's just because Issa won't learn to cut it out.
She didn't have litter mates? Do you think she...
She had a litter.
No, did she have litter mates when she was a puppy?
Oh, we don't know. She was found. So we don't know anything about her.
She may not have learned boundaries.
That's a given. She's brown through and through.
Which one snooted your poop shoot?
The black one.
Nice.
Yeah. I got ebonied. That's what I always thought that was. Ebony.
I get it, yeah.
I'd never heard of that before, except in porn. Yeah. And so I'd like, you know, you're looking through categories.
You'd like see the word ebony out of a porn context and get like a little nervous. Like,
yeah, I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Until I found out that it's just a horrible way to say somebody's black. It doesn't sound okay.
It's like one of the most expensive woods.
I know.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound okay to call somebody that. I don't know what to tell you. It's not a good sounding thing.
It feels like there's some hate built into it.
Yeah.
Like Jew.
They're called Israelis. No, you can't say that either. That sounds worse.
Shit. I think it becomes derogatory when you say the, like, depending on like how much crinkle you have in your nose when you say the word Jew.
Or
like how you furrow your eyebrow. Yeah, it's like that degree. Once you go from 180 degrees with
it's
your
just,
eyebrows.
The fact that it's a single syllable is what really, you cannot change your emphasis on the syllable because it's just the one. So you can't add any type of inflection to it. It's just Jew.
Yeah.
It's always accusatory. Why? Because that's the way it's been since the beginning of time.
Yeah, Jews have always been.
They've always had the short end of the stick. And
every time.
The control of the banks.
And then, like, if you call someone Jewish, it sounds like they're not quite a Jew. Like, they haven't quite made it there.
Norm,
they're like a yellow belt of the faith.
Or you call somebody a Jewess. That's a lady Jew.
That is a lady Jew. A Jewette.
Or a Jew that identifies as a lady.
Oh God, yeah, that's a thing now, isn't it?
And then, but no, Norm said something.
Jewess.
What was it? He was talking about the mass extermination of Europe's, and then he said, like, Jew-em. Or Jewinary population. Like, it was a weird fucking word.
Fabricated a yeah. word.
And it just rolled off his tongue. Like, that's how he's been saying it his entire life.
Naturally.
I can't remember what it was. I'll have to look up the clip later because I keep forgetting. But it was so funny. It was in his, like, bad jokes bit on his show.
I remember you telling me that.
Have you seen the special that he put out? Or
that posthumously
was put out, yeah.
No.
He was going in for like a procedure for something, and so he had a special ready, but he wasn't able to do it. So
was it him working it out?
Kind of.
Okay.
He had already been kind of working on it, but like he hadn't been able to like do it a whole lot in public because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He was going in for a procedure. He didn't want to lose it in case something happened, so he sat down and recorded it at his computer. Videoed it. And so his family released it. It's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but it's just really sad.
Yeah. Yeah, knowing that it's just gone.
And you know, I hate to say it, but I can't imagine it being funny. Because Norm, you have to take him with other people's reactions.
Yeah.
Like his whole thing is that it's long like he's not talking to you. If you were to talk to me the way Norm talks to the crowd, I wouldn't give you the time of day. Because that is one of the most boring conversations you can have with somebody. Because it's just long-winded with no punchline every time. And that's what makes it so funny.
I feel as though he can accommodate for that, though.
He can.
I feel like his stand-up is different than his conversations.
That
you know
too.
What I mean?
Because
he's a pretty experienced guy.
His conversations are ridiculous. Because he speaks in his stand-up voice at all times, but he's not saying jokes. So you think he's saying a joke, but he's just talking.
Yeah, that's actually a really smart move.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes.
Hey! Cut it out.
Like, I'm not going to say any of his jokes or we're going to regret that later.
I don't care.
I don't think any of his jokes are like really like highbrow, cerebral. jokes, but I do like that it makes you have to stay on your toes.
Yeah, that one professor of logic joke is great. Hey.
Doghouse?
Yeah. No? You must be one of them fags. I've heard him say it two different ways. One on network television and one on his podcast where he says it correctly.
The true unadulterated.
Yeah.
How do you adulterate something?
Well, Ben. Just bend over and I'll show you. No, these pants don't have a zipper. I'm just going to pull up and
just be a gentleman and pull it to the side. I don't want your waistband to be disturbed.
No, yeah, that's how I pee in these. I just kind of stand over the
You
toilet.
Do the fucking reptile venom spit.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
I wish that I could just piss all at once. Because there are some times like I have stuff
you
to
just
do.
Open the door in your gooch and it just falls out.
Like a high pressure, like steam
comes
out.
Oh, I've had high pressure steamy pisses before. It was chlamydia.
Oh.
Not really. But that's apparently when you have chlamydia, your piss is very, very hot.
Like warm? Like,
no.
Just or is your line
hot. Uncomfortably okay. Hot. Chris DiStefano has had chlamydia like 7 or 8 times.
Ooh.
He's a man whore. But he was talking about how he had to go get it tested one time before he knew he had it. He went and got it tested, and so he peed in the cup. And like the
in
cup,
the sample?
Yeah, and the cup was like, it didn't feel good on his hand. Like, it didn't burn him, but it almost burned him.
I wonder if that's actually the test. Like, when you hand it to the nurse, she's like, ooh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yes! It tastes like chlamydia. I want to be a fake doctor. Because I have a really good bit for, like, a prank.
You, like, you swap the sample
exactly.
Cup for a...
You come in, so what you do is you send the guy out of the way, or you send him down to the lab or whatever, and have him take a piss test, right? He pees in the cup, and then he goes and waits in the waiting room. He gets called to the doctor's office, and then I come into the doctor's office with a cup of apple juice that looks exactly like a piss test, right. And I just walk in and go, yeah, it's bad.
Like, let me, you like keep like reaffirming your findings.
Get a good nose.
And then you're like, man, you got to smell this to see what I'm talking about. And you trip and you like actually
just
spill it on him.
Him. He's like, oh, oh wait, that was mine.
It's like, you're Mr. Harris. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Hey, knock it off.
This was the Jensen sample.
She's going to hurt you. Lay down. That was
bopped. Straight bopped.
These fuckers.
You apologize for the inconvenience. You try to clean them up, and then you like break out a stool sample, and it's just like a melted Snickers. I'm like, man,
no,
I'm sorry.
No.
Late lunch.
Reese's makes this candy bar now. It looks like a fucking log. Because it's got Reese's Pieces in it and peanut butter.
That's amazing.
So and caramel, I think. So if you like, yeah, it looks like you could just see that, like the way an alligator head sticks out of the water. If yeah. You had it at that profile, you'd think it's shit.
Nice.
In the water.
So what you'd have to do is put a clean double taper on it and you're in business.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's thin enough that you could take 4 of them and kind of mush them together and it have all around it. And then you kind of pinch the ends like you do.
As one does.
How does the first end get pinched is what I want to know.
The pressure of a diamond. So here's how it happens. It's the panic moment when it hits the bottom of your colon. And it's trying to push its way out, and you're trying to hold it in with everything you have.
My body automatically does the Play-Doh thing. the Play-Doh spaghettifier. where it's all, it funnels in real quick. When I don't have to shit, that implies that when I don't have to shit, my butthole is just
loose.
Open.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then it senses fecal and it just
at the last second, like that suspenseful scene on the space station where like someone breaches the airlock. They have to close it last second. They lose a cool desk. That's just the shame mark in your underwear. Let's crack open another simple time.
I don't want to.
Finish that one. Yeah, they're different. They're different.
Colors.
That one says larger.
Oh, it's 6.2. This one's 5.5.
Because it's larger.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought they were
larger. No. Boy.
Yeah, no, I'm still extremely hungover from last night.
Fucking pour that one out. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Pour that one out so you can drink the next one.
I'm going to chug it and then get the next one.
Slow playing. Ooh, it's warm
so
too.
It's so bad.
It's warm, I know.
Why is it so bad?
$3.
I can't finish that. It's so bad. And I'm an alcoholic. It's disgusting.
This is the cure. We need to just drop a case of this at AA meetings. And that'll cure. Just is this my urine sample?
It tastes like chlamydia.
Oh, God. You heard of the 13th step?
That's not good.
Oh, boy. I haven't even tried it yet.
It's not good.
So in AA, the 13th step, you know, the 12-step program? Are you familiar with?
Yes.
Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Well, have you heard of the 13th step?
Is it just a combination of the first step and the second step in the Texas 2-step?
No. No.
That's where you hang yourself while you're masturbating.
It's sleeping with someone that's also in the AA program. It's strongly discouraged, but it just happens.
And you can't tell anybody. Because it's anonymous.
That's the closest thing to anonymous sex. Do you get like a code name when you go into AA?
No, it's not anonymous. You stand up in front of everybody and you go, "Hello, my name is
Snake
birth name, and I'm an alcoholic." You're literally telling them everything about yourself.
Except my name, because it's anonymous. My name is User 447.
My name is Hump Daddy 69.
You're fucking gamer tag.
That's a good sketch, Gamers Anonymous. It's just fat kids in like a church, like in a church cafeteria. Hello, my name is Duck Fucker.
I've been gaming for 10 years. He like does like the Bieber hair swoop to the side because
he's got like a Twitch. I have a Twitch, but I don't stream on Twitch.
My kill death ratio is 7-1.
I don't even know what that means.
Pretty good, I guess.
It's almost...
It's pretty poggers.
Gamer...
I want to stab anyone who says that unironically.
My fucking little brother used to say GG all the time.
That's less egregious.
And I wanted
than
to kick his balls into his forehead.
Thank you.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, you're just being... You're just absorbing like other culture that's not inherently yours.
I'm going to kick you in the forehead, you stupid bitch.
That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, you're not a fat pig.
And even if you are,
you don't even like fucking Code Red.
Oh, God.
You remember Livewire?
Mountain Dew Livewire. The orange fucking yellow
shit. That one was the best. Well, Voltage was pretty good, too.
Voltage was badass.
Code Red is horrible.
Code Red is my favorite, and Baja Blast has a soft spot in my heart because it's just
my favorite. Dewshine.
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 It's a real thing.
Sure.
I haven't seen it.
Quate box? Does it say Summer's Eve on the side?
It comes in a glass bottle, and it's, I think, it's, I don't know what the flavor is exactly. I mean, it's a play on moonshine, obviously. But it,
This smells like vomit.
It tastes like it.
They just skip the middleman. Just put vomit in the can.
Just here, let me. I did get rid of my gag reflex, but I think I can work it back. No, it's not working. No, Dewshine. It's like a mixture of the OG pure sugar formula.
Yeah.
And then something else.
Hopefully peaches.
I don't know. It doesn't taste like peaches, but I loved it. I haven't seen it in a long time, though. And Sangria Blast, that's another one that's really good.
I like sangria. It's like the least manly alcoholic beverage.
It's just,
this is juice.
It's just juice.
What's wrong with me enjoying a good juice?
Nothing. I have some hot dog juice you can scarf down.
I feel like that should be a for science. We should just collect hot dog water.
Oh, I'd rather drink the shit glasses. That's in like the hot dog vending guy water rather than like what comes in the package.
I totally agree. I think we should step it up and do the Vienna sausage gel. It's just a half glass of that.
I have drank that.
Like a full like
yeah, to grow somebody
measurement
up before.
Cup.
Yeah. No, like I've scarfed down the wieners. And then I just slurped up the juice at the bottom of the thing.
But it needs to be a larger quantity than that. I'm saying like half of a solo cup of just that, but in a clear container.
I could do it. That shit's delicious.
And, yeah.
It just doesn't feel good.
This feels like my dad's ashamed of me.
It just tastes like salty goo.
It feels like I can pay my bills for another month.
It tastes like I'm a disgrace to my family. It tastes like a broken home.
It smells like not getting invited to next Thanksgiving.
I showed my family how to self-suck at the dinner table.
What?
I was just continuing.
Okay. It's like, oh, shit.
No, I would be knocking on my neighbor's doors.
The fucking Shackleford household is learning some tricks. It tastes like I have a loose handshake.
It tastes like I have clammy hands. That is my least favorite characteristic in any person.
Yeah.
Is clammy hands.
And some people just, they don't have a say in the matter. They just exude sweat.
Yeah.
Like after
my little brother has cold, clammy hands.
I guess I hit enough hatred and strife in my life at the age of 16 that it just stopped happening. But like 15-year-old Ben's
hands. Yeah, you
hands
look like a clam.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would have been accurate. But for some reason, like when I had three fucking jobs, like that just got beaten out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, I try and keep my hands dry. I just dunk them in parts cleaner every day. I don't want bitch hands.
I prefer the friction tactic.
Just burn holes in my hand. Just boil it off.
I feel like such a bitch. I recorded an acoustic song yesterday, and my fingers haven't taken that much of a beating in
since,
what feels like
since
years.
Since the first time you found internet porn, you
exactly.
fucking queer.
Exactly. Egg fucking, like, they're still fucking sore. I was like, I might fucking, ooh, God bless. She just docked right into your fucking b-ball shorts.
Soccer shorts. And I'm not wearing underwear. That was uncomfortable. Luckily, I was flopped on the other side.
Oh, you feel her wet little nose on your sack. Like, hi, hi.
That better not be your tail. It's okay. I have no feeling down there.
Dad's tail smells like ass. Why is it always tucked so far?
I always wondered what they think. Because, like, Betty or Issa will try and boop my dick every time she gets a chance.
Yeah.
She just, get it. And so, like, if I'm laying on, like, the bed and I'm just, like, splayed out, one of them will
spread
just,
falcon.
Yeah. One of them will just come in and just, I'm just like, get out of here. There's no peanut butter there for you. But I'm wondering what they think that is.
I don't know.
Because dog dicks don't look... Dog dicks look painful.
I'm just imagining your genitalia looks like a pile of mashed potatoes.
Kind of. Oh, man. Quit Frenching each other.
Oh, God. That's, like, super gross. Because of how slow they're licking.
Yeah.
That's what makes it gross.
Like Nala and Simba over here.
But can you taste my crotch tonight? Oh, God, I fucking love that movie.
I love that scene.
That actually is like a
that
really
animal
fucking,
porn scene.
It's a moving scene. It made you feel something before you knew what fucking was.
Yeah, my first boner.
Fucking teenage Simba's getting it, dude. You fucking see that mullet? It's like early Paramore.
That's his sister.
Guitar. Shut up. Don't ruin this for me.
I'm pretty sure the only difference is she has a different mom.
Do you think like the entire Scar lineage is like just a little too much incest? But yeah,
yeah, isn't that what it was? Because the thing, the second movie where it's got the black lead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like Scar's kid, right? Or no, that's like Scar's nephew or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that. I don't remember. But they were shunned.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember what his name was. Abrasion?
Abrasion. I'm not going to try to pretend to make up African names. I feel like I'll be crossing a line there a little bit.
Mubarak.
More buttocks because he's black.
No, that's something I hear anytime I'm watching a movie that has troops in it. Just in the background at any point at any given time,
just that word will fabricate.
If any time there's an Arabian or Middle Eastern man in the background of a scene, I hear the word Mubarak and I don't know what it means.
What it just probably means like mason jar or something stupid. It means aglet in Arabic.
Yeah, they're just randomly talking about shoelaces.
They probably had like a cultural.
Well, he's trying to invent the aglet because they haven't gotten it yet.
They're still in slippers. No, they've evolved to Nike slides. Sorry, Adidas slides. Like they have a cultural consultant that like gives them their scripts in the background for like their B-roll characters.
B-hole characters?
And so he's like,
Salam alaikum, Mubarak.
Mubarak.
Probably saying so like something horrible.
Yeah, what if like we're butchering what you actually heard and it's like sincerely like a good thing? It means like hope and love or something. And then we're like butchering it to say like,
it's equivalent to painting Allah. Or no, painting, what's his fuck? Muhammad.
Just super insulting. Or maybe we're accidentally activating like the Russian sleeper agency.
Somebody's currently issuing a fatwa on us right now.
A Fatima?
No, fatwa.
I don't fucking know what that is, but that sounds scary.
A fatwa is a declaration of, like, murder. Holy murder. Yeah.
Nice.
By a Muslim leader.
A righteous Muslim leader.
Yeah. I believe that's how it goes. I know that it's basically, hey, kill this guy.
I'm going to die such a fucking boring death. I feel it in my bones.
No, just do something that offends some really, really scary people. It won't be boring. It'll be painful, but it won't be boring.
My big sleep is going to be boring as fuck. I guarantee
just
it.
Just find a really, really skinny Mexican on the border that's above the age of 16. Pick his pockets.
But don't even be like
and then
sly
just go
about
home.
It.
Just go home.
And then let them follow me home.
They'll
like,
find you.
Like drive very cautiously so they can like yeah. maintain the tail.
No. You don't have to. They'll find you. And then they'll cut your stomach.
Like, hey, Russell, can I crash for the night? Just when I pussy out. You come home. They're like holding your firearm.
And they're holding it like every other like
cartel image on the news. Like we're try they're like working out the way to like throw gang signs but also like hold firearms at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh man. I hate the portrayal of gangsters and firearms. I hate it. It looks so stupid.
That they're badass. No, it does look.
No. Like fucking, like they'll fucking like hold a gun to like their fucking jawline and they'll show off their grill.
Yeah.
And it's like you fucking Baldwin just once.
I love the videos of them fucking doing that. And they'll like there's this Brandon Herrera on YouTube. He will do videos called the Darwin Awards where he just watches people blow themselves up or shoot themselves on accident for like 10 minutes. And half the time, it's some idiot taking an Instagram story,
yep,
fucking field stripping his gun or attempting to and laying around into his fucking knee or something yeah. like that or blowing out a window. It's my favorite thing because all it takes is just one and you're done and you didn't even get to kill anybody yet. Get out of my pants.
It's so true. That's like a lot of people have the philosophy, fake it till you make it.
What?
This is the one,
it?
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I heard fag it till you make.
That's what I said. I'm sorry. Am I slurring my words? Did I accidentally say fake it till you make it?
No,
your editing has gotten a lot better. They won't even know that you just chopped this all up. But the fake it till you make it philosophy does not work with firearms. Just stop. This is the time where you like actually go through the paces. You learn the proper handling and care of a firearm. And then you get to do the cool shit.
Like shooting.
Fuck.
I'm not going to get into this because
we got feelings about this.
I'm going to get canceled.
Yeah.
I don't have feelings. I have theories. I don't want to have theories. I'm not keeping this in.
Clinton, please. Spare us.
Willard. Old Willy boy.
Oh,
old whacking Willy. Because he whacks people. And he whacks off on people. And his wife's a whore.
No. Whore implies that someone would pay you money for the good or service.
That's right. She pays people to kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a remote sex. She fucks someone up from a great distance. How much is this even going to fucking make it in? I don't know.
Yeah. We can go back in now.
And go. But yeah, gangsters don't need to fucking play these games acting cool with a gun. You're just asking to get your shit caved in. It's a bad time.
Just asking to get your shit pushed in? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, they're going to fuck themselves. Just like this dog is fucking the other dog.
All's fair in rape. in jail.
Oh, God. Man, these beers were not winners.
No, dude. I feel less drunk.
Like, it sobered you up. It takes your fighting spirit out of you. Reminds you how sad and hard life is instead of taking you to a blissful state of ignorance.
Yeah.
And just gave you anti-beer. Want to slam one real quick?
No.
But are you going to anyway?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Chill Prison Podcast. We love you guys.